Well off the beaten track in the high rugged hills of northwestern Sonoma County, a politely intense battle is being waged between the scattered rural residents there and the nearby Tibetan Buddhist Retreat Center. The issue is that Ratna Ling, Tibetan for Jewel Crest, also operates on their 120-acre site a substantial printing and bookbinding facility, something that was allowed under their 2004 use permit.
The county approved the retreat operation and also the printing operation of religious texts as an ancillary use that was allowed under the zoning codes.
Mike Riley was the West County supervisor when that permit was approved. It set a limit of 100,000 books that could be produced there each year. But Ratna Ling is now asking that restriction be changed as part of an updated master plan they've submitted to the county. Curtis Caton, an attorney for the project, explains the alternative measurement they are requesting.
To switch the limitations on the amount of press operation that can take place there so that it's measured by an environmental impact metric, namely truck trips, as opposed to a book count.
It is generally agreed that truck traffic on the region's narrow roads is the only external impact that Ratna Ling's operations has on the area residents. But Carolyn Singer, a steering committee member for Coastal Hills Rural Preservation, says that is not their only concern.
Originally it was the traffic, but as we investigated the project, it's that it's a land use issue that is completely unrelated to the zoning in which it is located, which is Resource and Rural Development Zone.
Specifically, Singer charges that Ratna Ling's parent organization, the Nyingma Institute in Berkeley, has improperly expanded the printing operations at the retreat center by importing their entire printing business, Dharma Publishing, to that property near Plantation.
Dharma Publishing, which operated for 30 years in Berkeley in an industrial zone, has moved their entire printing operation up to Ratna Ling Retreat Center and expanded it there. It was approved as an ancillary use, and it is our belief that it's not and has never been an ancillary use to the Retreat Center.
Coastal Hills Rural Preservation is asking the county to shut down the printing operation at Ratna Ling altogether. But Attorney Caton insists that the retreat center and the printing work are deeply intertwined.
The printing of the religious text and working on that book production is considered in the Buddhist community a religious practice. So as we've stated and as the county has agreed, this is a valid accessory use to the retreat operation. That is, people who go there on retreat then additionally volunteer their time to help make the sacred texts as part of their spiritual commitment.
Ratna Ling has proposed a limitation of one truck trip per day, round trip, with a truck no more than 24 feet long. That idea has been endorsed by the county's planning staff. The master plan application is due to be heard before the Board of Zoning Adjustments on Thursday afternoon. Coastal Hills Rural Preservation has vowed to appeal a decision against them to the County Board of Supervisors. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.